Your Eminence, Excellencies, Graces, and other distinctions, as the Africans like to say, all protocol observed. I think that's possibly the safest allocution this evening for such a very unusually distinguished gathering. First of all, a very warm welcome to you all to Lambeth Palace on this very auspicious occasion. It's been our particular delight over the last few days to have Quoth Cardinal Koch as our guest. The Cardinal, as you know, is President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and succeeds our dear friend Cardinal Walter Kasper. With Cardinal Kasper, over many years, many of us in this room developed a very warm, very affectionate friendship, and I'm completely confident that the same warmth, affection, and trust will prevail in the future in our relationships. We consider the Pontifical Council as among our greatest friends in Rome. We are always assured of a very warm welcome when we from Lambeth visit Rome at the Pontifical Council, and that is not only to do with whoever happens to be president and with other staff, but also with colleagues such as Monsignor Mark Langham. And it's a very particular personal pleasure, Mark, to welcome you back among us once again. In this last few days, we have attempted the impossible. We have set ourselves the task of introducing His Eminence to the Church of England in all its diversity in no more than 4 days. But you'll understand that we have, to some extent, risen to the challenge when I tell you that we have in this period visited the Benedictine Sisters at Westmorling, Canterbury Cathedral, Holy Trinity Brompton, St Martin in the Fields, a number of parishes in North London, and last, but of course by no means least, Westminster Abbey. I think this will have given His Eminence a sense that whatever else the Church of England is, it is not dull. Something I frequently find myself saying about my job. It's also been very important, I think, in the last few days, that the Cardinal has had the opportunity of meeting the Canterbury scholars who are currently staying at the Cathedral Lodge in Canterbury. Some of you will know that this is a group drawn from all around the communion who gather together every year, young clergy and seminarians, basically, from practically all the provinces of the communion. For 2 weeks, intensive exposure to theology, mutual discussion, prayer together. And over the years, we have found this to be a hugely important event in cementing trust and freedom and what in New Testament Greek you would call parousia, boldness of speech, between those from very different backgrounds within the communion. You asked me earlier today, Your Eminence, what we were doing to keep the Anglican communion together. Another thing which it would take rather more than 4 days to explain. But I spoke then about all the very diverse forms of collaboration and interchange that make up the fabric of the communion. We do not exist simply at primatial or conciliar level. We exist through a network of very local, very personal relationships. And whatever the strains that may occur at primatial and conciliar level, it is still something of a miracle that there is such warmth and such creativity in the relationships that exist between diocese and diocese, and even parish and parish. And of course that says a great deal about what we can and do hope for our relations in this interchurch setting. There will always be, or at least always in the foreseeable future, tensions, particular difficulties, crises, circumstances where our expectations, our hopes do not match. But at the same time, the network of relationships that is built and maintained by visits like this, by the generosity of spirit that you've shown, Your Eminence, and your predecessors have shown before, that will keep the vision and the energy for unity alive in the way I believe that most matters. And, if I may say so, you are all here this evening because you share that vision. Unity is about eating nice dinners together, almost as much as it is about talking theology, perhaps even as much at times. So we are very glad to welcome you, Your Eminence, as an honoured and very much treasured guest of our church here in England. Very glad to use this opportunity to express our thanks to you and the Pontifical Council for all the extraordinary support, encouragement and solidarity that you've shown with us, your Anglican colleagues and friends, over these last eventful years. And we're very glad to know that, considering your own particular background, the cause of unity and the cause of friendship between the Anglican and the Roman Catholic communions now has a very robust Swiss guard in the Vatican. His Eminence came to his present job after several years as Bishop of Basel in Switzerland, a very particular kind of ecumenical challenge. Moving into the global challenges of the Pontifical Council, there have been many more circumstances which he has had to become familiar with quite rapidly. We hope, though, that this last few days will not simply have been a series of ecumenical challenges, but a series of events which have conveyed a feeling of ecumenical opportunity and even of ecumenical achievement. So much of what we've been able to celebrate together this weekend, praying, travelling, discussing together, would after all not have been possible even half a century ago. And it is vitally important that we do not ever lose sight of that fact. We have grown together in spite of so many challenges. And my hope and my prayer is, as I'm sure that of all of you, that that growth, that fellowship, will continue with all the energy and imagination that we can all bring to it. So it is with great pleasure, Your Eminence, that I welcome you as the guest of the Nicaean Club this evening, and, according to our custom, present you with the cross of the Nicaean Club as a memento and a token of our esteem and our fellowship.